Thank you and good morning. The sheriff's office recovered a body from the Eel River near Garberville on Saturday, and the investigation into how that person died and ended up in the river has begun. Multiple news outlets reported the discovery of the body by two women rafting on the Eel at about 11 o'clock Saturday morning. Deputies responded to the scene, and the body was secured and claimed by the coroner. We'll have more details on the investigation when they become available. The Schatz Energy Center at Humboldt State University has been awarded a $1 million grant by the State Energy Commission to study the usefulness of biomass energy, including impacts to wildfires, soil fertility, and greenhouse gas emissions. California has experienced a massive tree die-off due to drought and beetle infestation, and that has left millions of dead trees across the state. The three-year study will be a collaboration between HSU professors and researchers who will look at wildfire severity, forestry practices, and how to turn wasted forest products into fuel and other bio-based products. The study will also include researchers at Fresno State as well as in Oregon and Washington. State lawmakers expect to have a new framework of laws and regulations related to the cannabis industry ready by the new year. Last week, the State Department of Agriculture held the first of 14 meetings to discuss the regulations released by the state's newest regulatory agency, the Bureau of Marijuana Control. That body will oversee the medical and commercial cannabis industries, with regulations for the size of indoor and outdoor grows, manufacturing and testing standards, and the fees for applications and licenses related to cultivation, manufacture, and distribution. The draft rules call for non-refundable application fees for 11 different types of licenses, and those fees start at $60 and rise to as high as $4,200, with permit fees ranging from $560 to more than $38,000. You can add your input to the process through June 12th, and public hearings will continue across the state. The State Water Resources Control Board has also issued regulations for state cannabis permits. Jordan Christmas has our community news.
In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to the impact that travel and tourism have on our communities, and in a region considered a destination spot for many who love the outdoors. Those visitors pump a lot of money into the local economy. The North Coast and the southwestern coast of Oregon have pretty much everything an outdoor enthusiast is looking for, whether it's camping, hiking, fishing, or river and ocean recreation. And since the turn of the century, the number of visitors has grown, as has the tax receipts for local cities and towns, as well as local government. In the year 2000, Humboldt County generated about $6.8 million in tax revenue tied to local tourists and travelers, and that number has grown to more than $12 million in 2015. The increase in visitors and tourists has also led to a slight increase in the number of jobs that are directly tied to the industry, growing from about 4,500 to just over 5,000. Tourism and travel has become a key economic driver in our communities.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Much of the talk when it comes to transportation options on the North Coast surrounds the state of local roads and highways. The supervisors are also grappling with the issues of the county's airports and how to best manage those properties. Supervisor Mike Wilson said on Talk Shop that their board has commissioned a study to look at the various ways in which cities manage ports and airports, and they expect the results of that study by the end of the summer.
The supervisors have commissioned a study, a governance study, to really look at how we look at our airport. Currently, our airport is under a public works department. There are some places around the country where that's the case. Most airports either have their own districts, are part of a port district.
There are several options on how to configure the transportation hubs within local government, and the study will allow the board to look at changing the local setup. Wilson said there are always economic factors at play, including business development.
There's always been an assumption in, you know, for us in Humboldt County that the advisory committee for the airport be populated with pilots. And in many places, they only open up one seat for a pilot because they view their airports as enterprise zones, as many ports do. And they are places for the encouragement and for the incubation of businesses.
You can listen to Supervisor Mike Wilson talk shop and transportation by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.